Well, good morning, everybody. Delighted to be here. This church dedicated to the resurrection, that means you got to be an evangelizing church, because that's the good news. The euangelion, the evangel, the good news, primarily means Jesus Christ risen from the dead. So that means the task of this parish especially is to evangelize. But that'll be sermon for another day, because we have such marvelous readings today. I want to focus just on reading 2 from the letter to the Hebrews. I might recommend when you get home today, take out your Bibles and open up to the letter to the Hebrews. Chapter 11, that's where this passage is from. It's a reflection on faith. We're all people of faith here. We're all descendants of Abraham, who's being described here. And so this names what's really essential to our religious lives. So chapter 11, letter to the Hebrews, take a look at it today. I don't know if you know the work of Jordan Peterson, the psychologist from Toronto, who's become quite an internet sensation. He appeals to millions of people, especially, I might say, young people. He's done a lot of lectures on the Bible that have been very popular. Well, one thing Peterson's very interested in is the archetype of the hero's journey. Now, you can see this in the literature and mythology of the world from ancient times to the present day. The hero's journey is a story we love to tell. We tell it over and over again. Look at most of the superhero movies that are the most popular movies in the world today. Most of them center around this story of the hero's journey. Think of Peter Parker, right? Mild-mannered kid living with his aunt and uncle in New York, discovering powers and then going on a great adventure and facing down obstacles and facing down enemies. Look at more recent years. Was it 20 years ago? We all watched the Lord of the Rings movies. That's a very good example of it, because remember how the story of The Hobbit begins with Bilbo Baggins, who's this very staid, comfortable guy living in his hobbit hole, very cozy place. And then suddenly bursting into his life come these figures, including Gandalf the Wizard, and they call him to adventure. And it means he's got to leave his cozy domestic space, face down all kinds of discomfort and difficulty and obstacles and even dragons and so on. But then by this great hero's journey, he conquers and makes something available to the rest of us. Look, another good example, now go back when I was a kid. Some of you remember all the way back to the 1970s, when the first Star Wars movies came out. The best of the three, right? The first three. What do you see in Luke Skywalker but the same thing, the hero's journey? This ordinary young guy living with his aunt and uncle, you know, on this out-of-the-way planet, and suddenly he's summoned to high adventure. And it's always dangerous, always calls forth courage. He's got to face down obstacles, enemies, and so on, finally conquering Darth Vader himself so as to make a new world possible. As I say, we tell that story over and over again, the hero's journey, leaving behind, what do we say today, our comfort zone, right? Going on adventure and achieving something great. Okay, you're wondering, why is this bishop telling me about Spider-Man and Star Wars? Well, it has a lot to do with this reading from Hebrews. What is faith, everybody? Especially young people here, please do not listen to the internet. And don't listen, perhaps, to some of your college and university professors that tell you that faith means credulity, superstition, believing any old nonsense based upon no evidence. Again, you go on the internet and you'll see the critics of religion saying that over and over again. Faith is just childish nonsense. It's not what the Bible teaches. That is not, please, everybody, especially young people, that is not what the Bible teaches about faith. You want to know what faith is? Look in Hebrews chapter 11. Listen. Faith is the realization of what is hoped for and evidence of things not seen. Now let's make it concrete. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. He went out not knowing where he was to go. Ah, there it is. The hero's journey. Abraham, remember the story from the book of Genesis, is 75 years old. Now, I don't know about you, but most 75-year-olds that I know aren't really up for a major adventure, right? But Abraham is told, get up, leave your home, leave your family, leave everybody, everything you know, and go following the voice of God to a promised land that he will show you. If Abraham had said no to that, none of us would be in this room in Rochester, Minnesota in the year 2022. That's the amazing thing, everybody, is this ancient story. So the author of Hebrews is referring to an even, you know, for him, an ancient story. If Abraham had said no, none of us would be here. But he said, yes, I will go on an adventure. I will undertake a hero's journey. Did he face obstacles, difficulties, enemies, problems? Read the book of Genesis. That's what it's all about. What did he make possible? Because he was willing to leave his comfort zone, willing to leave home and family and friends, willing to follow God. What happened? Well, the Lord told him what would happen. I will give you descendants more numerous than the stars in the sky and the grains of sand on the seashore. Again, everybody, we're all sons and daughters of Abraham in this room. Look at us. We're among the stars that he was promised. We're among the grains of sand that he was promised. In the middle of a continent that Abraham didn't even know existed. If you had mentioned Minnesota to Abraham, he wouldn't know what you were talking about. And yet, 3,000 some years after his time, here we are. Why? Why? Because he was a man of faith. Oh, I mean, he believed any old nonsense? No. Because he was willing to trust and to follow the voice and the prompting of God into the unknown. Again, listen. He was called to go out to a place that he was to receive his inheritance. He went out not knowing where he was to go. You know, one of the most beautiful descendants of Abraham was a young girl, probably about 14 or 15 at the time. An angel appeared to her. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are you among women. You are to become the mother of the Son of God. Okay, got it. No problem. No, what was her reaction? Well, I mean, first, how is this even possible? I know not man. And then, did that young girl know all of the contours of the adventure she was about to undertake? Absolutely not. Did she see the full implication of her yes? But she said it. Fiat, let it be done to me. She trusted. She had faith. And think for a minute, everybody. If Mary had said no, we would not be here. If Mary had said no, there would not have been the incarnation. But she said yes. And so we are here. That's the way it goes with heroes' journeys. When the hero is willing to let go, willing to trust, willing to go on adventure, then great things happen. Great things open up. Okay, Abraham, Mary, you say all these great figures from the distant past. You, me, everybody in this room. God is not a distant object up there, out there someplace, indifferent to the world. No. That's not the biblical vision. God made you for a purpose. Cardinal Newman said that. Every one of us was made with a mission in mind. Every one of us. What's God about? Every day, listen now, summoning us to the hero's journey. Are you willing to let go of what's comfortable, what you know, what you're used to? Are you willing to follow the prompt of my voice? You know, I'm no hero, trust me, but this speaks to me very profoundly because, gosh, what was it, 2.5 months ago? I'm sitting in Santa Barbara, California, where I lived as auxiliary bishop of Los Angeles, minding my own business, and one fine day, the cell phone I still got in my pocket rings, and it's the voice of the Apostolic Nuncio, saying, the Holy Father has appointed you Bishop of Winona, Rochester. Mind you, they don't ask you. The Pope has done it. I mean, so you say yes. But it's the same template, everybody. It's the same model, isn't it? God summons. God summons. Do I know what's going to happen to me for the next years of my life? I don't know. I'm just coming to know this place a little bit. But a yes in faith opens up deeper and deeper life. So for everybody in this room, all of us, how are you being summoned today? Each one is individual here. I can't tell you exactly what the call is. I can say this, though. Whatever is calling you to greater love, that's what God wants. Bank on that. Govern your life that way. You're facing a decision. What's calling you to greater love? Because that means greater self-sacrifice, greater self-gift. What did John Paul II say? Your being increases in the measure that you give it away. Spend the rest of your life thinking about that. I mean, it'll change your life. Your being increases in the measure that you give it away. Abraham, I'll give you descendants more numerous than the stars in the sky. And by God, he did, because Abraham had faith. Okay? Hebrews chapter 11. Read it this afternoon. Acquiescence in faith to the will of God, and you'll increase 30, 60, and 100-fold.